Beckons, I wake up. Oh, I won't wake up.
I'll make my days, my nights. That's when my heart is pumping. I'll take you for a ride. My night's only just started. Show me some place I like. Make me feel like I'm dreaming. Oh.
Done much for me, but lead me down a lonely road. Hit the light so I can see. I'm a little sunshine. I'm a little sunshine. I'm a little sunshine. I'm a little sunshine.
Why are your eyes still closed? Can't do much when we're sleeping. I'll wake you up and show. Daylight to feel like come close to me. And we'll stay up,
though we don't know where to go. Light ain't never done much for me, but lead me down a lonely road. Hit the light so I can see that you and me are company. Enough to make the sun explode. We'll lose the lights in harmony. In the night I'll have control, cause I'm a little sunshine. To make the sun explode, we'll lose the lights in harmony. In the night I'll have control, cause I'm a little sunshine.
Well, well, well. Hello and welcome to another iteration of Preserved Jams. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Anna, and I have Jay Kim here with me right now. She says, hey, she had the show before me. But, you know, after a little bit, Cody's going to show up, which is going to be cool. But Bridget ditched me because she had homework to do. And I have homework to do, too. And I'm still here jamming out with all of you kids today because it's a great day for jamming. So I'm very stressed out about immigration. So we're gonna keep on rocking and rolling. My brain doesn't work today, but that's all right. It happens. It really does.
Across my feet.
On that song, hold up. Whoa. Hey, what's that little, it's like, do you hear it?
That's a fan, that's an AC.
Oh, is that the air conditioning?
Maybe.
Well, we're working, we're here. We're rocking and rolling. Oh, wait, okay. Oh, I did. Press the wrong buttons. There, now we're all here. Wait, no. Now we're all here. Okay, great, we did it.
We did it. Oh, hey, that's nice.
I pressed all the wrong buttons right there.
Is that how you taught your trainees to do it?
Yep, that's why most of them failed.
Ah, I see. Nice.
Sorry, at Bridget and at Allie and Peter, I think. Did Peter fail? I don't know. I hope not.
We'll never know. Literally never know.
Yeah, maybe we'll just check the DJ schedule.
We will check.
There's a Peter on there.
Peter, are you on the DJ schedule? Who knows? Okay, so my fun co-hosts tonight are
Cody
and Jacob.
Woohoo! Amazing. So the song that we just played was "Baby" by Devendra Banhart, and we have a fun thing going on in this show tonight.
Fun.
It's like the most fun. So we happen to be giving away two tickets. Oh, we got a drum roll. We're giving away two tickets to see Devendra Banhart on March 12th, which is a Sunday at the Royale in Boston.
Whoa.
So Cody, will you tell us the rules of our competition here?
The criteria for this exclusive giveaway requires that you give Anna Tillette the best possible, most innovative, dashing, heart-wrenching compliment you've ever given in your life. It must bring her to simultaneous tears and laughter. You must make her a liquid puddle of joy. If you do not succeed, you don't get the tickets.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
It's as simple as that. So at the end of the show, well, you can call in at any time during the show and, you know, give me the best compliment ever, because today has been like a kind of rough day, just like emotions wise and work-wise.
Can I enter this competition, or would that be ineligible?
Oh, absolutely. You can enter, Cody.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Anna Tillette, you are like the rainbow that comes out after a sun shower on the first day of summer. Wow. You are the color and light that shows up when everything is already going so well you didn't think it could get any better.
Wow.
And yet somehow down from the heavens you come and improve something to a level that we've never previously experienced, and the joy exceeds that 10-point scale. We're on a 20. We don't even know how we got here. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Anna Tillette.
Incredible.
Did I win?
Everyone, that is your competition.
He brought some tears to my eyes.
I'm setting a very high bar,
people. It's a very high bar, but also, like note to our listeners, it's not that hard to make me cry. So
Very fair.
So just give me some nice compliments. And at the end of the show, we will announce who is the lovely proprietor. No, that's not the word I wanted. Winner? What's a proprietor?
Recipient?
That's someone that runs a business.
No, that's not what I meant.
Maybe they're a proprietor. We don't
you
know.
You could run a business, but no, you're going to be the recipient of some dope tickets.
Some dope
Yeah.
Tickets.
Yeah. So remember, call in, give me the best compliment you can, and I'll decide who I love enough to give the tickets.
Incredible.
Thanks, it's me. Ha ha. This is really funny. Okay, I'm just very narcissistic, apparently. So now we're gonna keep playing some music, so enjoy it.
Nice.
Right in front. around, around, around. Cause you and me, yeah.
What a great, great song that was. Oops. You know, I always forget to...
Jazzy.
I always forget to pause the music before I start talking. You gotta do that sometimes, you know? I know.
Bad DJ.
I'm
Anna, you're doing so well.
Thanks. Compliments only today, everyone.
Oh, you're right.
Compliments only today. So if you're just tuning in, I'm going to give you a quick recap on what's happening. This is Preserve Jams, and we're giving away tickets to see Devendra Banhart at the Royale on March 12th. So if you call in to WMFO, which is 855-915-9636, that's 855-915-9636. I just sounded like an infomercial.
That's you.
That's me. I'm an infomercial. and give me the best compliment that you can.
Can we take a quick look at the leaderboard? It looks like Cody Eaton has a huge lead. No one has even come close. Don't be intimidated.
Come on, guys.
You can do better. Actually, you probably can't. Maybe. Worth a shot.
I don't know.
If
it's worth a shot.
Tickets,
if you want those tickets, you got to call in and give me the best compliment that you can. Cody currently leads because he's the only person that's complimented me today.
If one other person calls, it looks like you'll be going
someone
with
is
Cody.
Calling right now. Oh. Someone's calling right now. Hold
All
on.
Right.
Keep talking while I figure out how to answer the phone.
We can do that. Use the little board thing that tells you exactly how to bring people on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you gotta put them on air.
Hello.
And then bring that up.
We're giving away
there
you
go. Hello.
I'm
we
gonna
did
play
it.
The game. You're on NPR. Wait, don't tell me. Not my job. We're gonna give you 3 questions about something you don't do.
Whoa. You're trying to play us at our own game, aren't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a turnaround.
You're on NPR, not my job. You may know a whole lot about hosting radio shows, but do you know a whole lot about hosting parties? That's right. 3 facts about hosting parties, starting with question number 1. Mm-hmm. And you are playing for Sam Persicelli. If you get these 2 out of 3 questions right, you'll get...
Wow.
You'll be winning...
What exactly?
Carl's voice on Sam Persicelli's answering machine. All right, are you ready for number 1?
I'm ready, so Rob. Ready.
All right.
Is this Rob Katz?
Well,
yeah.
Hey, Rob, it's Cody.
No, it's
hey,
NPR.
Cody,
wait, don't tell me.
All right, continue.
Tell
Love
us
you.
Our questions.
So, our first host question is, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 1996, which of these 4 hosts was the host? Joe Cool, Hayao Miyazaki, Lego Mindstorms Education Kit.
That one.
Goldfish Flavor Blasted Wild White Cheddar.
Oh, I definitely go with Goldfish Flavor Blasted Wild White Cheddar.
Oh, yeah, good choice.
Oh, my gosh, we have another caller. Hold on. Okay, you guys keep talking around.
Wow.
No, I'm not getting rid of you. I'm not getting rid of you. I'm not getting rid of you.
You are correct.
Woo! Goldfish Cheddar Blasted.
All right, you got 2 more questions left, but you only need to get 1 more right.
Hello?
All right, we're ready.
Hello? Answering okay, machine, the voice, Carl.
No, to do with
oh
two
my
phones.
God. Never mind.
Okay, someone pick
right.
up that phone.
So many. So many calls.
Okay, sorry, keep going.
I'm still on the air, so I'm going to keep doing this.
Keep doing it.
yeah, okay. All right.
Oh,
next
yeah, yeah,
question is, which of these...
Wait, Cody, it's all you.
Well,
Rob, Cody's answering
which
your question.
Always
Hello?
A thing that happens in nature is that sometimes an animal is a host to a parasite, I think.
Hello?
What is a cool... the coolest thing that happens with that.
Is this
number
an open-ended...
Number 1.
To leave your room.
Sometimes birds like to eat the little food off the teeth from the hippo.
That's it. That's it. That's
2,
the one. That's the one.
Number 2. Hayao Miyazaki. Number 3.
Wait, I'm so
Lego Mindstorms Education Kit.
That's what I'm going
number
with.
Number 4. goldfish flavor blasted with white cheddar. Wild white cheddar.
Lego Mindstorm Action Kit.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Cody. I'm so sorry, Cody. So sorry, dude.
What am I doing? Okay, Rob Katz.
Hi.
Thank you for thank you for your valuable contributions to Preserve Jams. I think the answer is always goldfish flavor blasted extra white cheddar extravaganza. What is it? I don't know.
So when am I getting my Sufjan tickets?
They're not Sufjan. It's Devendra Banhart, and you didn't compliment me at all.
Who cares?
Well, I'll put you in the running. Thank you. Wait, I need to check if the other person... Hello? Oh, okay. I'm going to put another person on the air now.
Bye, Rob. Love you.
Bye, Rob.
Okay. Savage.
Wait.
Change the buttons.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh. Hello. Hello. Hello.
I think you lost him.
Oh, did I lose him?
Can you hear him on the phone?
No.
Oh. Well.
You should probably tell him to call back in.
Okay, call back in. Call
back. Oh, they're calling back in.
Oh, they're calling back in. Okay. Here we go. Wait, take this phone. I have two phones in my hand. This is very stressful. Hello. Hello. You're on the air with Preserve. You're on the air with Preserve Jam.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, you're on the air with Preserve Jams.
Hey, listeners, what's up?
What's up, Bridget?
Hey, listeners of WMFO, did you know that if Anna was a dog, she would be Sandy or Coco?
Yes!
That's not Bridget, that's Allie!
That's awkward.
You thought it was Bridget.
Oh, I didn't realize you didn't know who it was. I just assumed you knew who it was.
No, I do know who it was. Cody misidentified your voice. God. Allie Bernstein.
Hi, Cody.
I walk dogs
with
her. Hi,
hello,
I love you.
Allie.
That was probably the best compliment I've ever received. I will definitely put you in the running for the Devendra Banhart tickets. Thank you.
Wow, I am honored. I'm trying to think of other things. Anna, we should make jerseys. We should get jerseys because we'd make a good team.
That's a good one.
Oh, yes, that was a really good one. Okay, Allie, we have another caller coming in right now.
I
know I'm popular. You have to give away tickets. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate your call. You're beautiful.
Girl, you are so popular. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Love you. Okay. Hold on. I have to.
So many callers.
Just smash the buttons.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Ah, if I press enough buttons, something will happen.
True.
Who's on the air with us today?
Oh, there's a lag.
What?
There's a lag in her listening to the... Okay. Is this the one and only beautiful, wonderful Jessica Silverman?
No, I'm anonymous.
She's anonymous.
I'm a dark art creature.
Wait, I should be writing down who calls in to see who I give the tickets to.
I've been summoned by...
Oh, true.
The Sigmund Freud, Carl Rogers, Abraham Maslow, and other psychological gods to give you this following compliment.
Amazing.
Hey, you're doing a great job today. You're better than like seven dogs of varying sizes and types. A happy baby. You just want pets. What a gift. You are a kindly baby. You give the gift of your presence to everyone who crosses your path. I have like five emotions a year, and that's a 500% increase since I met you. You're the kind of person you think is fake nice because there's no way someone really has that much love in your heart. But guess what? You do.
Anna's.
The gods have stopped speaking to me today.
You might have just won. That's tears and joy.
If you could see Anna right now.
That was so nice.
It's not that hard. Hey, good luck at apple tasting. Very Anna.
Thanks, I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I am firmly no longer in the running.
Oh, yeah. You've been kicked out.
kicked to the curb.
That was such a good compliment. I'm sorry. Like,
wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. There's so much love in the world.
I don't think I could ever give a compliment that good, honestly. I don't think I'm that creative.
It's like...
No, she just knows me really well.
This person needs to, like, live with you for 2 years to give it a compliment
like
that.
I feel like you're kind of right.
You should maybe live with this person in the future. That'd be cool.
What if we got a house together? Whoa. Maybe she would compliment me all the time and give me hugs and make me popcorn.
It's all about you, Anna, isn't it?
Today is all about me.
Oh, yeah.
So while we're waiting for some more callers, I'm going to play some more tunes because that's what we're here to do. Please keep calling in. I like being complimented. It's really fun. And it's making my heart full of joy and love. Thanks. Love me. AKA Anna. Here we go with the music.
Always in fashion clothes. Spend hours in front of the mirror. Making dates with your female friends. Bracelets and diamonds around.
Hi guys. So it's about midway point of the show. So we know what that means. Once I find a song, we're going to
There's only one song.
There's one song that can be utilized for this PSA. PSA.
PSA.
PSA.
PSA.
PSA. Okay, here we go. Read it, Cody.
Preparing for earthquakes.
Oh, wow.
If an earthquake suddenly shook our area, would you be ready? The American Red Cross will be there. But the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before disaster strikes. Mm. Practice drop, cover, and hold on. Anchor tall furniture and your water heater to wall studs and install strong latches on cabinet doors. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapters. Support the American Red Cross and change a life starting with your own. Brought to you by the Jonas Brothers.
If only we had a volcano safety.
Right.
I feel like we should just play the rest of this song.
I mean,
I'm not opposed.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Oh, guess what, guys? We have another caller.
More compliments on the way.
More compliments. More compliments. Hello. You are. If I press the right button.
She's literally just.
Hello? Hello?
Stop. Maybe. Just.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to speak with the DJ on air.
Hello, that's me.
Hello. I have a compliment.
A compliment? Wow. I would love to hear that compliment. That sounds great to me.
Am I on air?
You are currently on air.
Oh, my God. So these are for the Arctic Monkey tickets. The award is going around campus. The compliment I have is I think you're a small, non-migratory North American songbird that lives in deciduous and mixed forests. You're a pastime bird in the tit family paradise. You're both the state bird of Maine and Massachusetts in the United States and the provincial bird of New Brunswick in Canada. You're both well known to lower body temperature during cold winter nights, as well as good spatial memory to relocate the caches where you store your food, and also your boldness and your humans. Wow, this is really fucking accurate.
Please don't swear on the air.
In other words, you are a chickadee.
Oh, wait. Yep. That would be correct. That would be me. Oh my goodness. Did you just read the Wikipedia article about a chickadee?
No. That's all from memory.
Amazing. I'm so glad that you
I am an aviator.
An aviator. Well, isn't someone that watches birds an aviator is someone that flies planes. Someone that watches birds is
aviarian.
An aviary? No, that's, an aviary. That's where they live.
Ovarian.
Ovarian is a like a.
No, I was saying like an A, not O.
Avarian.
Maybe they're ovarian. No, it's not an adjective. A person.
Oh gosh, you're a bird. A bird.
Sure,
watcher.
Aviator is correct.
Wait.
Aviator glasses.
What's the name of a bird scientist?
It's the glasses that people wear when they watch birds. Aviators.
Or when you fly planes.
No.
No? Mm-mm. Just birds?
Okay. Just birds.
Well, thanks for that compliment. I'll put you in the running for the best tickets ever. Devandra Bearheart. Okay. Banhart. Oh.
Correction, I'm an ornithologist.
Ornithologist,
oh,
that's the word.
That's the
is
one.
That the one?
Mm-hmm. Ornithologist,
right,
yeah, that's
I'm
true.
I'm looking forward to my Arctic Monkey tickets.
Great. Can't wait. have a lovely, lovely, lovely night. He just hung up.
Who was that?
It was Peter.
Oh. Hey, Peter.
Oh, gosh.
Wait. Well, he's gone now.
It's always the no, we already played this.
Anna.
This is a mess.
cheap, but they fit just fine. You can be her and I can be him, and we can go sink when the rest all swim. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little by all day long. We can pretend that our fates were entwined. The beautiful lies, the beautiful kind. Everybody knows that the sun still sets, and everybody gives, and everybody gets. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little.
Like, we have another caller for these sick Devandra Bearheart tickets.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. You are on the air with Anna. That's me. That's my name.
That's so exciting. That's my name too.
That's your name? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe
it.
I can't believe we have the same name.
I still can't believe it.
So let's hear it. Compliment me.
Sweet name, is what I was going to say.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Beautiful name.
It is indeed a really good name. You know, it's a palindrome.
That's one of the nicest names I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh, that's so
Anna?
Nice. Yeah?
I guess, you know what? Even though it's my name too, I never even thought about that, but it is indeed a palindrome.
Do you have any other palindromes for us, Anna?
That's Avi.
Sorry, what?
Hi, Avi.
Do you have any other examples of palindromes, such as race car or a man, a plan, a canal, Panama? Those are all palindromes.
Those are the only two that I know.
You don't know any other palindromes?
Race car is all I had.
No.
Race car is for sure the one I was going to say. Oh,
yeah.
Able was I, ere I saw Elba is a classic.
Wait, what?
Say it again.
One more time.
It's like a full sentence palindrome. Able was I, ere I saw Elba. I think my dad taught it to me one time.
I've never heard that one before.
I'm glad you pulled that one
out of your brain.
Out of your brain.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Out of your think hole.
Also, the year 1991.
Yeah.
The
year 1991 is indeed a palindrome. That was a clever one. You're definitely in the running.
I would like to toss out a quick thank you to your fans in the studio for having such an enthusiastic response to that.
To 1991.
We're supporting you, Avi.
That was a good palindrome. Not so
Anna.
It's not Avi, that's
sorry.
Anna.
I'm sorry,
Anna.
I forgot.
It's
I forgot.
Anna. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you would say that. Well, thanks for calling in, Anna. I really appreciate it when fans like you call in.
Your Facebook post also says 916, but it's 915.
I said 915. Oh, oops. Okay, I'll fix that. Thank you.
Wow, way to call her out.
Yeah.
That's a roast.
Ooh. So roast.
You know, so more people can come compliment her. So even that in there.
Actually, that's like a good thing. Okay. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Anna. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
Bye,
for
Anna.
Calling in. Bye. What a nice, nice young lady. I'm going to change the... Here we go.
Yes. Double D, big full breast on my babe. Triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all.
silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? No. Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, love.
Wow, oh my gosh, look at that. We have another caller.
Whoa.
This is incredible.
Oops, I didn't have my mic on, but we have another caller. I'm really good at the radio. So, guys, we only have about 8 more minutes to call in, so make sure if you're going to compliment me to get the Devendra Banhart tickets, call now. Now I'm going to press a bunch of random buttons until...
Yep, you're good.
Good? Hello?
Nope.
Hey, Banana.
Oh.
Hey, you're on the air with Preserved Jams.
Well, I just wanted to say that not only do you have killer DJ sense, but you're also the best friend a girl could ask for.
Aww.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's the nicest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is my friend from home, Olivia Sharfman, and she's really cute, and I love her.
Aww.
See, I recognized her voice.
I love you.
Thanks. I didn't recognize it somehow.
Because you don't know her. Wait, did you meet Olivia?
We go way back. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Wait, who is that?
That's my friend Cody.
Oh, Cody. Oh, yeah. Cody.
Yeah. At that thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah. We should reconnect on LinkedIn or something. That'd be good.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No. I mean, I'm on Facebook, though. I think I don't have you.
Oh, weird. Yeah. We'll sort that out.
Okay,
awesome. Anyway. Thanks for calling in, Liv. I love you. And, you know, maybe you'll win the tickets because that was a really nice compliment.
Well, how are you going to choose? I'm just happy to have you.
Oh! Did you hear that?
No, actually.
She said, I don't need the tickets. I'm just happy to have you.
Oh, my heart.
I know. You're welcome. Okay, I love you.
Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, it is a close competition.
It's a close competition for these
wow.
tickets.
Wow. Who do you think you're going to pick? I mean, you got to announce a winner soon.
I know. And you know, it's like a really close competition right now. 6 minutes to call
Make
in, everyone.
Make your final calls, people.
Make your final calls to compliment me, and then you'll get the tickets of the century.
She's at a stove. Can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the sky. You and I. Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost. Lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
Hold on, Frank Ocean. We have another caller.
Wait, is this Frank Ocean calling in right now?
It might be because Frank and I go way back, just like Cody and Olivia.
Exactly.
So we're going to press buttons.
Yep.
Oh, I did it. Hello. You're on the air with Preserved Jams.
Am I on the air?
Oh, you're on the air. Yes. Hello.
Anna, it's Peter.
No, it's not. It's not Peter.
Yeah, it is. I just wanted to thank you for being the best DJ trainer a trainee could ever ask for.
Oh, that Peter. I thought you were my boyfriend, Peter.
Oh, no.
Not so fast.
Hold on. Okay. Continue with your compliment.
Just, you know, without you, I never could have gotten my own show, which is airing on Mondays at 6 a.m.
Oh,
hey!
That plug! 6 a.m.
Oh,
yes.
Shameless plug.
Amazing. What's the name of your show?
It's called Metal World Pete.
Ooh.
So
tasty.
Tune in. It's going to be great.
So honestly, he did pass his DJ test.
Look at that.
I almost wandered into Preserve Jam today because I missed it so much. But best show you guys got. Really appreciate what you guys do over there. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. That was a really, really nice compliment.
All right.
Okay.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye, Peter.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Some good compliments, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. We're almost done. So we have to pick a winner. We have to pick a winner of the tickets. I have to, like, sort through my thoughts.
Do we want to review the options?
Okay, let's review the options. Let's turn Frank down real low. Let's review the options.
To lead off, we had Cody Eaton with a rainbow-inspired compliment. Brought you to near tears, but not quite devastating joy. But definitely started off strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a good compliment, let me tell you. So, and then after Cody Eaton,
we
had Rob Katz, who who told us that we were on NPR. wait, don't tell me.
I think innovative. Innovative,
it
to
was
say
an
the least.
Innovative comment. I wouldn't call it a
points
compliment.
Points for creativity.
Points
you know?
For creativity. I would not call
special,
it a compliment.
Special
though.
Shout out.
Yeah, that was a good one, Rob Katz. After that, we had Allie. We might have had Allie. I'm not going to go in order now because I don't really remember. But we had Allie call in. She told me that if I was a dog, I'd be Sandy and/or Coco, which is like really nice.
Wow.
Lilia, to fill you in, the contest, Lilia just showed up. Everyone should listen to Studio Break Time from 10 to 11.
Oh, yeah.
But to fill you in, the contest is whoever gives me the best compliment gets the Devendra Banhart tickets.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a good one, right? let's see, who else called in? Peter read me the Wikipedia of a chickadee, which is surprisingly accurate to me, being a small bird-like creature.
Then we had Anna.
We had Anna, aka
mysterious.
Anna.
So
who's Anna?
A person of many palindromes. That's
many
all we
palindromes.
Know.
Oh, that's all we know about Anna. So the identity of said person is really mysterious. Mm-hmm.
Jess.
We had Jessica Silverman. No, she was anonymous. She was anonymous.
She was being spoken to by the psychology gods.
The psychology gods. She was very anonymous, though, so we don't know who that was. Who else called in?
Your friend from home.
My friend from home, Olivia. Shout out if she's still listening. I love you. My trainee, Peter, who you should listen to his show at 6 a.m. on Mondays.
Wow.
Brutal. It's okay, though.
What a time.
Mine was 6 a.m. on Tuesdays last semester. So shout out.